Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Michael, and I am your host for the program. And I just want to say thank you for listening and being here today. I know one thing. A lot of people are new to my program right now. And so I want to say welcome to begin with. And and if you are new to Blog Talk, you're new to my program, just to give you a heads up. To be on air with me, you could call this number, 347-327-9316. Then you press your 1, and then you get to talk to Rose, and then Rose gets your name and stuff from you, and then puts you in the queue, and then you get to talk to me. All right, so it's 347-327-9316. All right. Let's see. One thing I want to talk about, there's a lot of fires right now in Colorado, and they're getting them contained. It is raining there, which is good with some of these fires. But before we do anything else tonight, you know, I've never been a fireman, but I can imagine that that's hard work. And, you know, I'm sure that they get tired. A lot of them have been battling this fire for a little bit. And, you know, so let's just pray for them as we start tonight and ask Spirit to contain these fires and actually where they can get these fires out, okay? One of the places that the fire was affecting was Royal Gorge. When I was younger, I was actually a teenager. I was actually at Royal Gorge, and so I saw that some of the buildings have been destroyed by fire, and so let's just pray that these fires be contained and all over. There's a lot of fires going on right now. These are the ones I know about in Colorado, so let's just pray right now. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for the firefighters and the people and the law enforcement officers and the volunteers and the people that are trying to contain this fire. And Father, Mother God, just give them the strength that they need right now to continue fighting this fire. And I ask that this rain that's in the area just helps in this case, and that they can contain this fire by at least tomorrow. I think it's 30% right now. Let's get it to 80% or higher. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for their lives and them wanting to do what they do. And Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would strengthen them tonight. We say namaste and we say amen. All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316. I'll be taking your call shortly. And we're just going to let Spirit lead today. I know I was going to talk about angels, and I still might. But I also feel like Spirit wants to do something else tonight. And so I'm just going to be open to that. And that's what this program is all about. And that's what we should be, our life should be about, is open to Spirit. Open to whatever Spirit wants to do in this now moment. I think a lot of times we can plan things out. We can plan our lives out. We can say, okay, this and this and this and this. And then we get disappointed because that and that did not work out according to our little plan. So one thing I've learned in my life is to follow the plan of Spirit. It works out a whole lot easier for me. And I don't set myself up for disappointment and things like that. So just follow Spirit, all right? Let's see. I'm going to give you a website address. My personal website address, the business website address is www.insightswithmichael.com. Over there you can learn about me. There is some information about me over there now on the about page over there. And also you can set up a reading over there. There's some other stuff over there. Go check it out. Event information's over there. I will be in Springfield, Missouri, as far as I know. here shortly, actually July 6th. Event information is found on that page. Also, I will give you a heads up if you are in the Colorado area. There is a good chance that I will be, I don't know exactly where this location is yet, but it's a good thing that I might be coming to Colorado. And I'm excited about that. And so we'll just see how that unfolds, and I'll give you more information as that unfolds. But I will be near the Denver area. I'm not sure exactly what town yet, but somewhere this summer, I think. All right? We'll give you more information as more information unfolds here. All right? Let's see. What else do I need to tell you? Email addresses for me, insightswithmichael@ymail.com and youareawakening@gmail.com. These will be the only time that I'm going to say this information tonight. So the website again is www.insightswithmichael.com. Email addresses for me, insightswithmichael@ymail.com and youareawakening@gmail.com. All right? Because like I said, I really feel like the Spirit wants to do something tonight. And like I said, I had something planned, and during meditation just a little bit ago, I had just been starting to feel something moving here inside of me, and so we're just going to let this unfold as it will, all right? All right, let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. Father, Mother, God, right now I just ask that you would help me move completely out of the way. I feel a little bit of me in the way. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now that you would just help me completely move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. Father, Mother, God, right now, let me become your mouthpiece. Let me say those things into the lives and the hearts of the people listening to me right now, that you would have them here in this now moment. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for their lives, and I thank you for what you're about to do, because I just feel a shift. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for your love that goes way beyond any of our understanding. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray that you would let us begin to feel that love bubbling up inside of each one of us right now. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for my listeners. I pray for those that are listening to me live right now. And Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would just meet their needs right now, physically, spiritually, emotionally, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, that you would just bless their socks off of them right now, Father, Mother, God, and that you would move in every area of their lives. Father, Mother, God, I don't know exactly what they need right now, but I know that you do. And Father, Mother, God, I know that they're asking. And you said that if we ask, we shall receive. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now for them to receive whatever they are manifesting, whatever they are bringing into their lives right now. Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would meet them right now. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for the people listening to my voice later archived. Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now that you would touch their lives in that now moment that they listen to this program. And in this now moment when they're listening to my voice, that you would touch their lives. And Father, Mother, God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it doesn't matter when they're listening, because you're always right there with them. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for all of my listeners at this moment. Surround all of us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray again for the people in Colorado, the people affected by this fire, the people that are fighting this fire. And Father, Mother, God, just keep them all safe. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. Also, keep the animals safe. This has to be hard on the wildlife that is in this area. And Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would just help them and let them be able to get away from this fire. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for that right now. And we say namaste and we say amen. All right. Welcome, and let's go ahead and open with an opening song. And the one thing I want us to do as we get ready to really go into this program, I want you to do something for me. I don't ask a lot of things from you, but the one that I want to ask tonight, and this is going to help you, okay? Right now, I want you to close your eyes as you listen to this song, as we get ready to open this program. As this song plays, I want you to close your eyes. And I want us just to let go of all of our cares, let go of all of today, and come into this now moment with me, with Spirit, with your angels, with your loved ones on the other side. Let's come into this now moment. Let's forget about all the other moments of this day, and let's begin to open ourselves up to whatever Spirit wants to say into our lives today, okay, in this now moment. All right, we're going to play this song. Please close your eyes and listen to this song. And let's step into this now moment. One of those moments when you're just thankful that you don't know what to say because there's just not words to express what you're feeling. I'm in one of those moments right now. I don't know if you're feeling what I'm feeling, but I just feel angels around me, and I just feel that brush of those wings, and I can just feel their presence around me, just ministering unto me. Ministering on to you as well. And I don't want to rush tonight. I don't want to rush and miss whatever Spirit wants to do. I think a lot of times we just get in a big hurry, and a lot of times I think, man, I got to get through the calls, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. And tonight, I don't really got to do anything except just be. You know, I think that a lot of times We just forget about being, about just this moment. And a lot of times, I think that we're forgetting who we truly are. And I think in this now moment, I think Spirit's whispering to us and saying, hey, you know what? Tap into who you truly are. Go into who you truly are. Work from that place. You know, a lot of times, we work from our emotions. We work from that human place. But tonight, let's work from the Spirit place, what's inside of us. Let us realize that we are and always will be one thing and one thing only. And that is a spiritual being at this moment in time, housed in a human form, having human experiences. And those human experiences aren't supposed to defeat us, aren't supposed to knock us down when we don't get back up. They're supposed to teach us about things, about ourselves, show us things about ourselves. You know, a lot of times I think we spend way too much energy of our lives running away from what Spirit wants to knock out of us. I know I do sometimes. You know, I'm not perfect yet. You know, I still have human experiences, just like you have human experiences. But I'm doing a lot better than I ever have. And so that's an awesome thing. You know, Spirit wants to heal us. And a lot of times I wonder why we don't allow that to happen. What are we afraid of? You know, I did a show the other day about fear. I mean, what are we afraid of? You know, I think sometimes we're afraid to be healed. I think that sometimes we're afraid to let go of stuff because that is what we've known. And the unknown is scary at times for us. But really, honestly, everything is unknown. If we really get to the bottom line of stuff, everything is unknown. There is no unknown. Except that knowing that Spirit plants into us and that we can tap into is that knowing that Spirit loves us, knowing that Spirit is going to take care of us, knowing that everything's under control, even if our minds try to tell us it's not. I pulled a couple cards for the show today. Normally I pull one, but I've actually pulled three. And they're from my new Oracle deck. And the new Oracle deck I have is called Angel Blessings. And I love this deck. And the cards have an angel on each deck. And you know, tonight we're going to be talking about angels a little bit here and there. And each angel has a different job. And I want to focus as we start the program here on Paschkar. Paschkar is the angel of vision. And as we begin tonight, Paschkar is coming in here saying, you know what, hold on to that vision. You know, a lot of times it's really easy for us to lose sight of where Spirit is taking us. It's really easy for us to get caught up in all that human stuff, in those human experiences. But Paschkar comes in there and says, hey, you know what? Vision. Stay focused. Know where I'm taking you. Know where the Spirit's taking you. Vision. Focus on that. The angel Emmetel, the angel of truth, comes in tonight saying, you know what? Stand in your truth. Speak your truth. A lot of us are not speaking our truth, not standing in our truth. So Emmetel comes in there tonight and says, truth. Stand in that. We got to know what we believe for us. You know, I don't want you ever believing something just because I say it. I want you to believe it because it resonates with you. I want you to find your own truth. I don't want you to find Michael's truth. Michael's already found his truth. I want you to find your truth. I want you to speak in your truth and work in your truth, whatever truth that is for you. So Emmetel comes in today saying, truth. Focus on truth. Work in that place. And then the last angel I want to focus on tonight, so far anyhow, is Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael stands in the middle of these angels and says, protection. You're watched over. You're taken care of. I got everything under control. I feel a lot of you tonight are feeling a little shaky. I don't know what's going on in your day yet, but I can feel a little people shaky tonight. So Archangel Michael steps in there with his sword and says, you know what? I want to cut cords. I want to cut attachments. I want to set you free tonight. Protection. Archangel Michael. Well, let's take some calls. Susan, I appreciate you calling in tonight. How can I help?
Hi. I loved all that. That was great.
Okay, how can I help you?
My question is about moving.
Okay.
Do you see me moving?
Definitely, yes.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, definitely, yes. Why are you not thinking you're going to move? I feel a lot of doubt with this on your part.
Well, yeah, because there has to be the finance has to come into it. So
right, yeah, and one thing I will tell you is I definitely see the finances will be there because I really feel, Susan, I feel like that this is really divine ordered for you. If this is divine ordered for you, then Spirit's going to provide everything you're going to need to get this done. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Spirit's not going to say, hey, I want you to move and then not do anything to help you do this. I mean, that's just not how Spirit works. And so I definitely see it. A timeline on it, I don't know exactly. I'm gonna go with about 3 weeks because that's sort of what I picked up to begin with on this. So that would put you towards possibly towards the end of this month or really early July here. I would say really in that time period somewhere. Okay. But I really feel like that this is a necessary move for you. It's just like you're done where you are. And you feel that you're feeling stagnated, you're feeling stuck. It's spirit don't want you to feel that way, and so it's time to break you out of there. And there's a lot of things that spirit's been working on you lately about you know focusing on you. I feel some emotional stuff been popping up, and I feel like you've been battling some of this stuff. Is that true? I mean, some emotional stuff popping up right now.
Yeah, because a lot of things happened, but now they've improved. I mean, really improved.
And they're going to continue. Yeah,
from the load that I carried.
Right.
So
that load is just getting lighter and lighter. I mean, so I would just, you know, the one thing I would tell you, Susan, just thank Spirit. The one thing I think we forget to do sometimes is we forget to thank Spirit for what they've already done. You know, and so
believe me.
Yeah. And so I think that that's real important because
know that they had a lot to do with it.
Yeah. And as we work on ourselves, as we work on those things, you know, thank Spirit, because then more stuff will open for us. You know, the attitude of gratitude is very important. And so I appreciate yours, and you know, I definitely see a move for you, and I appreciate you calling in tonight, and I appreciate your patience waiting for me.
And I love your show. It was beautiful. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
And that music.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and that's one I want to talk about. Everything I do on this program is ordered by the spirit within me. I mean, it's the music. And a lot of times people think, okay, well, why do you do what you do? Because it sets – I think a lot of times we have to prepare a sacred space. We have to open ourselves up to spirit. You know, like you, today I've had a day. I mean, I've woke up, I've been out in the world, I've been doing stuff, and you know, I think that we just have to change our mindset sometimes. It's that mindset. You know, it's that focus. You know, so if you're having a bad day, put on some music that you like. You might not like all the music I play here. It might not resonate with you. But it resonates with me, and that's what's important. So I hope it resonates with you, and I hope you like it. But let's talk to Nadine. Let's talk to 520. You can say your name for me. Hi. Okay. I'm going to give you instructions really quick because we just had it. When I click on you, please be ready to talk to me. I'm going to move on to the next caller. I might come back to you, but please be ready to talk to me when I click on you. Okay, I have lots of callers tonight, so please be ready to talk to me. All right, Candy, hi. Whoop.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm extraordinary. Tell me, what's coming up for me career-wise, and especially with the publishing of my book?
Okay. Publishing your book looks like it should be out pretty quick. Is it going to come out really quick? Because I see it quick.
Well, there's one book that I self-published that I intuit that might be picked up by a major publisher. The other one is still under wraps and is not out there in the world yet.
Okay. All right. Well, you need to get the one that's under wraps, unwrapped and out there. So, I feel like that's more coming up. Looks like to me about the end of the year. This other book that you self-published, you said that it might get picked up by a publisher. Let's get the word "might" out of your vocabulary. let's say it will be picked up. Because I see it being picked up by a publisher, actually a big publisher, actually. And, I'm actually seeing Hay House.
Okay. Now, I know there's one question, but with the second one under wraps, Is that one to actually be sent out to different publishers, or wait for the signs that the angels will give me how to step forward?
I would, you never can go wrong following your angels, so I would wait for your angels to show you those signs, because you're really intuitive, you're really open to your angels, you know how to work with them. I love that about you. I can see that about you. So I would just watch those signs that your angel gives you, and but you can do a little bit of work. I would contact with some publishers, but I would just let your angels get this done, because I would say more towards the end of the year. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome.
I walked in. I had a walk-in experience in 2003, and myself and my angelic family through Angel Healing House, which is my business, we always are linked arm in arm, and I watch for those signs really carefully.
Okay. Yeah, and you might contact me. Maybe you'd like to be a guest someday on my show. Contact me through email, and we'll talk about that, okay?
I would love to, Michael. God bless you, and God bless you for being the channel and the work that you do. Take care of your beautiful light.
All right, thank you.
All the best.
I appreciate
bye-bye.
It. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, let me give you my email address, everybody. You can write this down. InsightsWithMichaelYML.com, or you can contact us also at YourAwakening@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, www.InsightsWithMichael.com, and there's a contact form. There's a lot of ways to contact me. So, all right. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Greg. Hi, Greg. Oop.
Hey, how you doing? I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. How can I help you?
I'm contemplating going to law school, and I want to know, do you see me getting admitted, and do you see me getting scholarship funding?
Yes. Okay, just like the other caller, we got to stop you thinking about this and get you doing it, okay? So let's stop you thinking about it and contemplating it. Let's get you doing it. You definitely need to go to law school. This is what you were born to do. I really feel that for you, man. And so, and don't worry about the finances. I definitely see that being there. And I know that law school can be very expensive. But I definitely feel that the expenses will be there. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Definitely see that for you. So, yeah, the other day I said get it done. I mean, I think I'm going to start using that. You know, we got to get it done. We got to stop thinking about working for spirit and start doing what we've been called to do. You know, a lot of you already know what you're supposed to be doing. You already have those dreams. Let's step into them. You know, let's stop dreaming and let's start manifesting that dream. You know, a lot of us for years have been saying, okay, I want to see spirit do this. I want spirit to do that. Let's see it done. Let's see spirit doing that. Okay? Let's go ahead and let's talk to Sheena. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Hello. Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you tonight?
I would like to know what you see for me in terms of love and finances.
Okay, I'm having a little bit of problem hearing you. It just might be my ears, but I don't know, but I'm having a little problem hearing tonight. It's about the same, but we'll try. So your love life is what you're asking about. Is that correct?
My love and my finances.
Okay. All right. Your financial situation, like a lot of people right now, looks pretty tight to me. Is that true? Just looks pretty tight, almost like non-existent,
yeah.
Almost. The one thing I will tell you, though, I got good news for you. It does look like your financial situation does start improving there. Are you thinking about a different job? Why would I see a job change?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Are you working at the moment?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because I keep seeing a job popping up here, so a job change, you know, actually getting to work here would be good. You got applications out there? Because I just feel like you're spirit. Now, spirit's sort of saying, and please don't get mad at me. I'm just a messenger, okay? And so don't get mad at me. But spirit's saying that you're sort of dragging your feet a little bit. Does that make any sense to you? Where jobs are concerned, does that make any sense?
Yeah, it's very hot, and I have a 7-year-old, and I don't have a car. So.
Oh, man, yeah. And you're down in Florida. Yeah, it's definitely hot there. So, yeah, I can understand that. And it's hard, you know, finding somebody. Yeah, and finding also somebody, you know, to watch your kid, and, you know, yeah, school's out. So, yeah, that would be difficult. Let me see. But I do feel like it's something – I do feel like that something will pop up here for you job-wise. And it does look like your financial situation does start improving there. Looks like actually next month things start popping here for you financially. And I feel like that Spirit will provide people to help you with your kid and all that stuff. I just feel like and the one thing I want to do is I want to manifest a car. I feel like that you need transportation. Would you agree with that? Do you want transportation?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
do you see what color it is? If you can tell me the color, then I can tell you the red.
Okay, I'm seeing like a red car.
Yes. I have one sort of on layaway, but I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to pay it off this month or next month, or, you know, drag it on because my finances are so tight. I have bills to pay. And, you know, I was lucky to find a car that I can put something down on where they won't sell it.
I feel like that car is in your hands and paid for. Looks like to me, I'm going to step out here and I'm going to say, looks like to me, August.
Mm, yeah, that's about right.
Okay, and this car is beautiful. It's going to be a good car for you. And as far as your love life goes, and I'm going to have to move on here, but as far as your love life goes, it's been delayed a little bit, and I'm going to tell you why. I think that Spirit wants you to really look at you. I feel like that there's an old relationship that is still in your head a little bit. And, you know, like hurt or something there. And I feel like that if you go into a new relationship here really too soon, I just feel like that it would just fall into a pattern. I feel like that there's a pattern of relationships not working out for you. And I don't want to see that anymore for you. And Spirit don't want to see that anymore for you. And you don't want to see that anymore for you. And I will tell you that somebody does look like they step into your path next year. It looks about springtime of next year. Okay? So spend this time really looking at you and being sure that there's nothing that could derail you up ahead. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank I appreciate you. You calling in, and hopefully I've helped you tonight. All right?
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. Everybody, hold on for just a second. I had the air conditioner shut off where I'm at because I thought you guys could hear that noise, but I'm going to have to turn it back on. Otherwise, I'm going to melt here. So we're just going to have to deal with it. So I'm going to put on a little bit of music here while I do that so you won't have dead air here. So here's a song. I'll be right back. Not going to be gone very long. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'll be back before I melt. All right, bye-bye. Okay, I'm back. All right. That's a whole lot better. You know. So we'll just have to deal with a little noise. All right. But it's better than me melting. It'd be like, so that would not be good. All right, let's talk to my Skype call. You can say your name for me, please. Hi.
Hi, my name's Kakelia.
Okay, could you say your name again, please?
Yes, Kakelia.
Okay, that's beautiful. I love that name.
Thank
I wasn't
you.
Even going. I wasn't even going to attempt that. I was like, okay, I wasn't going to even going to come close. You don't even want to know what I was going to say. So, but
oh dear.
But yeah, but I'm hard with some names anyhow. But that one,
oh,
I just
yeah,
couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's different. It's different.
It's, yeah, it's very different, and I always have to pronounce it every time I come on a talk show, and it's fine. I get a laugh out of it, you know.
Yeah. How can I help you?
Yes. I want to ask an overall general question and like a quick little question. My general question is about you were saying how you felt different coming on the show, and do you feel
right.
like all of us are supposed to feel different now because there's like an awakening going on, like happiness,
we are in that place. We are stepping into that, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I feel that with you. I feel like that you in the last couple of years, it looks like to me with you, you've been feeling a change going on, and maybe at times you don't totally understand, you know that.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense to you?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, because I just feel like, you know, there's been a, like, you can almost feel like a release. It feels like something happened maybe earlier this year where something just broke in you. It just feels like there was a block. It looks like there was like a spiritual block, but I'll tell you, it doesn't look like it's there now. So whatever you did, congratulations, because I don't see that anymore. Because I definitely feel like you are a very spiritual person. I, you know, like a lot of us, sometimes I don't think you always understand your purpose, understand why you're here on planet Earth sometimes. But I definitely feel a lot of spiritual growth with you. And I definitely see that for you. Would that make sense to you? That I would
mm-hmm.
see all the... Okay. Yeah. But yeah, we're supposed to be starting to feel stuff. And, you know, since last year... About December of last year, you know, when all that stuff was going on, I feel like that we're stepping into that energy. We're stepping into a higher vibration. And the one thing that I would tell you, the one thing that would help you is definitely, you know, meditation would really help with you. And also music that has a vibration. I think you already like that kind of music anyhow. But like a beat.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like a boom, boom, boom noise would really... Does that make sense? I just hear that kind of, yeah. It's like you like bass. I feel like that your energy mm-hmm. really likes that bass. Mine does too.
When I listen to music, I really try and listen to like the instruments and all that. That's in the background and things I don't
right.
hear before and stuff.
Right, yeah, because are you into music? I mean, do you, are you in the music field? Why would I see music around you?
Because I dream about it a lot. I don't really dream. I fantasize about it a lot. Like, if I was, like, a singer, I dream about being in that world. But I know I'm not a good singer, but I just fantasize about it a lot. So that's
why. Yeah, okay, because it's just like you almost put yourself... I almost see you, like, on a stage. I think you put yourself on that center stage, and so that's what I'm picking up. But, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, the thing is your voice is probably... The one thing I will tell you, your voice is probably beautiful. I, you know, when you sing, you're just really critical. Okay? Okay. Hey, I don't know. I haven't heard you sing. I don't know. But the one thing I will say, you know, a lot of times, you know, we're just too hard on ourselves. But, you know, I wouldn't give up on that because I definitely see you working in that kind of a field. Now, are you going to be a singer? I don't know. But I do feel like that you are going to be around that kind of a lifestyle. I feel like that's a part of your plan, a part of your life. So I would try to follow that. Okay, it doesn't mean you're going to be on center stage, but it does mean that I feel like that's a big part of your life and helps you. Now, you had another secondary question?
Yeah. I'm trying to also get my license and get myself in order to get a car. And I just want to see, like, what kind of color do you see it and, like, I know the car that I want, but I just want to see if you see it tangible and
Okay, let me see. I don't know. I mean, sometimes I can pick up on colors.
It's okay.
Okay, well, hold on for just a second. I'm not giving up yet. So I'm seeing sort of like a light blue, or it could be like a gray color. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any
mm-hmm.
sense to you? Like a silver, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
And do you see it tangible within a year, or what time period?
I would see for you. I would say timelines are really tricky. I would tell you that,
mm-hmm.
but. I'm gonna say, looks like to me, it looks like March of next year.
Wow, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I would, and I would start manifesting that and, you know, tighten things up a little bit. Let's make it tangible. Let's get it there. But I would, it looks like to me, it looks like late March of next year. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for answering my question.
No problem. All right, bye-bye. I'm here to help as much as I can. All right, let's talk to, okay, I just was told to stop for a minute. Hold on. All right. Okay, this could be already on my switchboard, or if this could be you, please listen to me. I'm feeling like a tightness in my chest. This looks around. It's not your heart. I don't feel like it's your heart, but I feel like that there's pressure, like, around your heart. It would be, like, right above. It's almost like where the collarbone is. It's almost in that area to me. A little bit I would say, a couple of inches away from your heart, towards your right side. The pain would be right about there. If this is making sense to you, please call me at 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316, even if you've already talked to me, okay, even if you've already called in, if this is making sense to you, please contact me. I will also tell you that this could be a spirit. This is a female energy that I'm feeling, but I will tell you that this could be a spirit. So if there's somebody passed from something around their heart, it feels like a block artery or something like that to me. I'm a medical intuitive. I don't have any medical training. You know, I just pick up something like that. But it feels like something around like that. Okay? Could be like a pacemaker or something. I don't know. All right. So if this makes sense, please let me know. All right. Ellen, let's talk to you. Hi.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
Awesome, too.
All right. How are you? We got two awesome people. No telling what we can do tonight. Okay, so go ahead.
I would just like a general message, please.
Okay, let's go ahead and pull some cards for you. I'm going to shuffle my deck here, and let's pull some cards. So how's your day gone so far?
I'm very happy that it's Friday evening and that my work week is over.
Well, good. And you got some fun stuff planned, I hope? You're going to have some fun?
I will plan it tomorrow. Right now,
okay.
I'm just glad to be home and relaxing.
It's just relax. Okay, yeah. I'm not saying go out and have fun tonight. I'm just saying, you know, sometime this weekend, get out and have some fun, okay?
Definitely.
So and enjoy your life. First card I pulled for you, spiritual growth. Definitely seeing that for you. Moving forward on your spiritual path. Do you do readings? Why would I see cards in front of you?
I had cards. I haven't used them in a couple of months.
Okay. I would pull them out, dust them off, and there's a reason they're showing me cards in front of you. I keep seeing that. I keep seeing you shuffling the deck, laying some cards out. You know, if you don't use that muscle of your intuition, then that muscle's not going to get any stronger. They want you to use that. I don't know why you stopped, but they want you to use that, okay? That will help
okay.
your spiritual growth. It is an inspiration. Why would I see a book with you?
I read a lot. And I
okay.
also plan to write something.
Okay, all right. That's what, yeah. It's definitely inside of you because it's popping up. And I, you know, I'm seeing all these things that you're supposed to be doing. So it's like, you know, get the cards out, get a pen out, start writing. You definitely got a, you got a lot of stuff going on right now. Is there somebody, a romantic interest? Do you have somebody around you? Or?
No, I would like somebody like that to come into my life, though.
Definitely coming, because I got the new love card that just popped up. And one thing I will tell you, out of the three cards that are on my desk right now, the new love card is almost like floating up. And so that means to me that they really want me to focus on that. So what I would tell you, definitely see somebody popping in here. I'm going to go out and say, looks like to me about late September, early October here.
And this does,
I will tell you, this does look like a very good person for you. Somebody that is, it looks like to me that they're either in business or something like that. They're very, when their energy is coming across to me, seems very professional, very like very focused. No, you know, they've worked really hard to get where they are right now in life, and now they want somebody to come into their life to share that with. And so you're that person. I really feel that. So I would see that about September, October for you. Okay.
Wow. Over 3 months. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Anything I can do to move up that timetable?
Nope. No. Let's not move it up, because I feel like it's divine timing.
So yeah.
in these 3 months, you know, really look at you, prepare yourself for what's ahead. Okay. You got a book to write. So.
Yeah.
So let's get you writing. All right. So.
Okay.
And definitely get that deck of cards back out. Okay. All right.
Will do. Thank
all right.
You,
I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. No problem. All right. So I almost shut myself off. That's not good. All right. Let's talk to Jan in Kansas, actually. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I was just thinking about you today.
Not from Kansas anymore, but anyway, you were.
Yeah,
what were you thinking?
I was wondering, you might not want to know, I was thinking about, are you guys on your trip?
Oh, that was very short, and we're back.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're back in Colorado. So, yeah.
Yes.
So, all right. Now, we're going to have to let my person know that you're in Colorado. I should have known you were in Colorado. Okay. Will, did you have fun?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm not sure why. I just felt compelled to call. I think I felt like there was something, perhaps a presence around me, and maybe I'm not.
Okay, your mother's
able
around
to
you.
Know.
Yeah, your mother's
okay.
Around. Yeah, she wants me to tell you to stop worrying. You're stressing again, and she's telling me to tell you to stop worrying. You know, you just got back from a trip. You had a good time. Let's keep you having fun, okay? Your mother's definitely.
All right.
And I feel like I'm going to go out here and I'm going to say that tomorrow, it looks like you're going to have a sign from her. I don't know what this is. This is with you and her. But pay attention. But you're going to know that it's her. It feels like a picture is just going to be right there of her. Somewhere in your house, you're going to be walking through and you're going to just see a picture of her. You're going to wonder how it got there.
See.
I would definitely see that for tomorrow, because I definitely see that. But let me pull a couple cards from my Gaia deck for you, because like I said, you've been on my mind the last couple of days, and so let me see why, and let's focus for a minute here. The Eternal Dance card. Definitely movement right now. You're in a more positive place right now. And so let's keep you moving forward and moving into that positive place. Really focusing on you, really taking care of you, and not worrying about what other people say about you, what other people might think of you, it don't really matter. What really matters is what we think about ourselves and what we say to ourselves. So really watch that. The message, positive news, positive outcome. I feel like that this thing that has been really weighing on you with your brothers, you know, we sort of talk every once in a while. I think that this thing, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and with everything inside of me is telling me this, you're going to get news that this thing is settled. They're not going to push this. They're going to tell you that they're sorry, actually. They're going to think, wow. And so I would say it looks like to me by the end of the month.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Positive outcome. Because that's the biggest weight really on your shoulders right now. And so I really feel like that spirit's going to take that off here. And so definitely see that moving. But hopefully that helps you tonight. I appreciate calling in.
It does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah. Jan, if you're still listening to my show, I'm going to actually have you call me back. So Jan, if you are listening to my voice, please call me back. 347-327-9316. Jan, if you're listening to my voice, please call me back. 347-327-9316. Melissa, let's talk to you really quick here. Hi. Appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Michael. I was kind of like the other caller. I had saw that you were on the air, and I just felt very compelled to call you. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
You haven't talked to me for a while. Where have you been?
Working, stressing out.
Yeah. Hey, that's okay. Hey, hopefully at least you're listening to me archive, I hope. So, but
right.
But, you know, it's always nice to talk to people. And, you know, I appreciate people listening to me archiving. A lot of people can't call in. But, you know, I do appreciate you calling in tonight. And the one thing I want to tell you is what I'm picking up for you is just trust. You know, I think a lot of times you question yourself a lot on decisions. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like you go back and forth all the time. It's like you make a decision, then you go, no. And then you make a do you do that? Because I just keep seeing that.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay, yeah. You know, and it's just trusting. And I feel like that if you look at this, Melissa, I feel like that if you really look at this, I feel like that this is going to go back into your family line a little bit. I feel like that this has been passed down to you. I feel like it's actually in your genes of somebody else. In your life, if you look at the people in your life, maybe on your mother's side, it looks like on your mother's side, people just really questioning, you know, any decision they made. Did your mother have a hard time making decisions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is she on the other side?
No, she's still here.
Okay. Okay. Then who would be like a mother to you? I have somebody that's recognizing them as your mom. Does that make sense?
It's a mother-in-law. It's my husband's mother.
Okay. All right. Because I'm getting somebody that almost was like, you never really saw her like a mother-in-law. It's like you guys had a really close relationship. Does that make sense?
No. No. We hated each other. She hated
me
on this side.
Okay.
She was mentally ill, so.
No, this is not her then. Okay. This is not her. Because I'm going to stick with, I'm going to describe who I have. And let's see where they fit, okay? Because I have somebody with me right now that is coming across to me. They're saying that they were mother-like to you. This could be a grandmother, somebody that raised you. Because I've got a person that says that you guys were really close and inseparable. Make any sense? If it doesn't, we're going to shelf it. But does it make sense?
No.
Okay, let's shelf it. Okay, shelf it then, because it might be somebody else. And this happens sometimes when I'm open like this. This could be the call that I said to call back, because when I'm open like this, I can get a lot of energies flooding through here. But let me pull some cards for you really quick here, and let's see what's going
on.
Spirit says that you got a question. You got a question that you want like to ask, but sort of afraid to ask. I don't know. I just feel that.
Yeah, my job over these. If you have any insight into my job over these last 3 weeks, you know, I do have a stressful job, but these last 3 weeks have just been brutal, and I'm kind of questioning: is it time to change? You know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely time to change here. I would definitely see a change on this job for you. Looks like next month. Things are just, I don't know what's going on at your workplace, but I can feel it, and that could be the tightness that I feel in my chest, that stress. It's just like, you know, and there was a time that you really liked being there. It's just now it's just totally different than what it used to be. And does that make sense? Yeah. And it's just I don't know, it's just like a heaviness there. I would definitely see a change here. It looks like to me July. Looks like about mid July. So I would definitely start actively looking for something else. Okay? Because I just feel like the distress there is just spiritually taking its toll on you. It's just like your energy is just getting zapped every time you go there. It's almost like one of those bug zappers, like just like take that energy out of you. Definitely feel that will be changing for you. Looks like about mid-July. So I'm glad we got to it. I knew we were going to get there sometime. Because I just felt like that there was something there that I was missing. And so I'm glad that we figured it out. And so, about July. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
All
thanks.
Right. Thank you, Melissa. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right. Yeah, let's go ahead and talk to let's actually talk to Jan really quick here. And I appreciate you calling back in.
Yes. Shall I set up a reading, rather?
You might want to set up a reading with me, but let me tell you what I'm picking up, okay? I'm going to check your energy really quick. I'm going to tell you that a lot of times when we're out and about, you know, you've been on a trip, you've been different places, a lot of times we can pick up attachments. We can pick up energy that hooks to us. And you understand that. So what I'm feeling is like you got a little hitchhiker. I feel somewhere along the line, I can almost see like a little spirit standing on the roadside with his thumb out, and it's like I can almost see that. It's like sort of funny, and I feel like that maybe at that moment you're a little frustrated. And a lot of times there are these little spirits that are around that want to jump out on us and stuff. They think they're helping us, you know. They think, okay, well, you know, she's sad. She's missing her mom, you know, and I'm missing my mama. And so, you know, they just jump on us, and it's sort of like ticks out in the woods, you know. You can just get that sometimes. So, but I let me look at this really close. I can help with this, so that's why I'm talking about it. Because I sort of saw it when you hung up, but you might get a reading from me too. But let me see before you go this time. Let me check your energy really quick. To do that, I got to have your permission to do that. Can I check your energy, please?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me look around. That didn't take very long at all. It's over on your left side of your body. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sort of feel it. I'm going to ask Archangel Michael. I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to come in here right now. And Archangel Michael is the protection angel, and also he has a sword. And so we're going to ask him to cut this attachment right now with this little spirit and send this little spirit into the light. And we're going to do that right now. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Okay, And I'm going to check your energy really quick. All right. Looks gone to me. All right. Thank you for calling back. And yeah,
Thank you very much. I feel better already.
If you want to set up a reading with me, you can. But I just saw that as you hung up, and I was like, whoa, okay. So I was like, call me back. All right. I appreciate you calling me back, and I'm glad I could help.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Pay attention. All right. Let's talk to Margie. Hi. Hold on. All right. There we go. Hi.
Hi.
My switchboard was moving all around. So how can I help you tonight?
Well, you mentioned, somebody that had a heart attack or whatever. At that moment I was like, I'm going to call.
Okay.
Just in case it is someone for me.
Okay. All right. Let me look around here. Okay, is this a Mel? Would this be Mel with you? And I'm going to give you an age, okay?
Okay.
Let's I will tell you also, a lot of times strong females will come across to me as male energy. So I could be wrong on the tech there, but I'm going to give you an age of what I feel like would be a passing time here. Would have been about 55 to 60, about that period. Anybody like that on the other side?
Yeah, my mom.
Okay, your mom? All right. Okay, let's just look at, yeah. Was there some distance between you and your mom, like emotional distance? Because I sort of feel, when I'm tapping into her, I just feel like that there was some distance there. Does that make any sense?
No.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, all right. All right. Okay, I'm going to shelf that. Okay, because I was just like, okay. I don't know who that is then, because I got a spirit that's telling me something.
Might be my dad.
Okay, your
dad. But he died in his 70s.
No, it's not your dad. I don't feel that. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see. Was your mother's passing fast?
It wasn't unexpected, but it was fast.
Yeah, towards the end. It was like towards the end when her health started really deteriorating. It was like fast. I mean, it was like a slow process, but when it got really close there, it was like she just went downhill pretty fast, looks like to me. She's making references to like roses, like red roses. Does that make any sense to you? Why would I see red roses with her? She's making reference to roses. This might come to you later. A lot of times I tell people this might come to them later. Because I see like roses around her. It looks like a house, and there's like, I'm going to describe what I'm seeing, okay? And this might come to you later, so I'm going to stick with this for a minute, okay? Because she's definitely focused here. And this could be a house that she grew up in, and so when I describe this house, this might make sense to you. And these might not be roses, but they're red flowers to me. And they look like they're on those tallest things. You know, that could be why I'm mistaking them for roses, because it looks like they're like out in front of a house. So the house is white. There's a swing that's painted gray. Looks like a couple of other metal chairs on the porch. And then these flowers are like on either side as you walked up to the house. This might come to you later. Also, you might want to look at pictures, because I feel like that this is important to her for some reason. So you might want to look at pictures, okay?
Okay.
But also, I will tell you that your both of your parents are around you. Your mother's around you a lot. I feel like that at times you feel her presence. Does that make sense? Because I feel like at times you feel her. She's also saying that sometimes there's a song that plays that reminds you of her. Does that make any sense? I keep hearing a song. You might pay attention.
Well, there's lots of different ones that do, yeah.
Yeah. This is one particular one. It's sort of like something that she sung or hummed a lot, or I don't know, something there. So pay attention to that. I do appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that's helped, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Right. Bye.
Nope, no problem. Bye-bye. I'm getting a little tired for some reason. Hold on. This could be a spirit, because I don't know. I'm just, like, tired all of a sudden. Hold on. I think this is definitely a spirit. Hold on. This is a male presence. Feels father-like to me. Definitely dad energy. Somebody that slept a lot towards the end, just like almost like a sleep. Coma. Definitely. Anybody that had a dad that was in a coma towards the end, definitely was in a coma. I feel like it was like medically induced. So if this is making sense to you, 347-327-9316, let's try to make the connection. You might already be on the switchboard, 347-327-9316. Looks like a medically induced coma, something to do with brain waves. All right. Let's talk to Ann. Hi, Ann. Appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Hi, Michael. I'm wondering if you're picking up on my parents, because where my parents live, it was a white house, and they had beautiful red flowers that would bloom every holiday right outside, and there were chairs that we sat in. And my dad, he was, before he passed, he was incubated, so most of the time he was kind of out of it with tubes in him and that.
Okay.
And,
did your dad have a problem with his throat?
He used to clear his throat a lot, and he had some problems like clearing his throat all the time.
Yeah, it feels like something's like stuck in my throat right now. It just feels like it's just like a tightness in my throat. I'm gonna stick with your dad for a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Because I feel like with Father's Day coming up and all that stuff, I just feel like I'm popping in here. And you know, I had looked at your name, and so this is when I started. And actually, I had went down to Jan because you were my next. Somewhere you got switched here, and so I feel like this is your dad definitely coming through here. So I'm gonna be quiet for just a minute, Ann, while I tap into him, okay? I have to go into a little bit of different energy here, so hold on for just a second. Okay. Did you do something like towards the end? Were you there when he passed?
No, just right after.
Okay, there was something. Okay, did you do something special to remember him, because he's making a reference that you did something special or do something special to remember him. Does that make any sense to you?
Are you saying that before his passing, I mean, after his passing right away, or?
Yeah, right away, but there's something that you do to sort of remember him. Does that make any sense? Because I just keep feeling that.
There's one thing. Specifically, I donated his flag because he was cremated. I donated his American flag because he was in the Coast Guard. And I took it to the American Legion, where he used to belong and I belonged, and asked them if they would like it. And they used it in the Memorial Day service right after that. So, like, in his memory.
Yeah, and that could be why, and that could be also why he's popping in, because today is actually Flag Day, and
it's my grandmother's birthday in spirit.
Yeah, and so you know, I don't really have a female energy. I have more of your dad's energy.
When you said to the other lady about a special song that makes you think of her mother.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
With me, it's the song that I selected for her memorial service. And every time it comes on the radio, then I
right.
pause and think of her because
right.
that was the one I made for her.
Well, that's
selected.
Cool. Yeah. How have you been? Really quick, I got to move on. But how have you been?
If you got time to pull a couple of cards, I got a
okay.
couple of issues I'm still right. battling with.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull some more. The start of something new is the first card I pulled. Does that make any sense? It feels like a new start.
I'm not sure if that's the way I'm going to end up going or not yet regarding my home. That was.
Yeah, because I will tell you, Anne, and this is the first time that I've seen this. Okay, this card just popped up, and I'm going to tell you with everything inside of me. This is the first time this popped up, and I'm going to say that it does look like there's a very highly possibility with this card in front of me that you're moving.
Hmm. So I've been searching around to see if there are any alternatives for me
yeah.
in the event I can't lower my finances.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most of the time I've always told you that I didn't see you moving, you know, but I definitely feel... You know, I just feel like that there's a move, a reason for this move. I feel like it's to get you to safer ground. I feel
uh-huh.
like that there's something that's going to happen right in that area, and I feel
oh.
like the spirit wants you out of there, okay?
We had a big storm last week, and there was major flooding. It didn't affect
yeah.
where I am, except
well,
the
there's
lake
a big, there's a big storm. There's a big storm. I'm going to give you a heads up here, Ann. And you might tell some of your friends as well. There is a big storm that is about to hit the Florida coastline that is going to be on the record books. Okay?
Oh, no. When is this coming?
This looks like it's coming to me. I'm going to say it looks like to me it's going to hit around the 4th of July weekend or around that time.
That's soon. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
Is this going to be the last one? We had one last week, and cars were submerged about 3 blocks away from where I live, and there were cars submerged, and there was hundreds of people were towed in the area.
Yeah.
We've had water bans for a week about drinking water, and things
right.
have been pretty weird.
This looks pretty bad, Anne, and I'm hoping to change it. I hope it changes, and it does look like it affects the Florida coastline about where you live.
North or south of as I'm south.
Okay, where are you right now? South.
Yeah, I'm south Florida.
Okay. You need to move north.
Ooh. Great.
Yeah, you need to move away from the water. You need to be away from the water, inland.
Yeah. And I got really, really not a place to go exactly.
Right.
I feel like
they're going to make mandatory evacuations. Actually, if they do that, I would definitely leave that area. Okay, I wouldn't wait. When they order that first mandatory evacuation, you need to be out of there, okay?
Wow. I'm in the second zone. They call them zones. The
uh-huh.
first zone is right on the beach, and I'm about 10
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, it's going to at least get up to the third zone.
Holy cow. Is it a hurricane or?
It looks like a hurricane to me. I'm hoping this will change, but I'm please listen to my voice. If they make evacuations mandatory, please move, okay? Move away from there. Please tell your friends as well. And anybody listening to my voice right now, if you are in that area, please, if they say evacuate, please evacuate.
You're saying around the 4th of July?
It's possibly right after the 4th of July weekend. It looks like about maybe that third week in July there.
Oh, the third week in July. Wow.
Yeah.
I have family in the north part of Florida, but not really a way to get up there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh yeah. I don't want you to worry about this. I don't want you stressing about this.
I am.
But I want you to trust Spirit, and we're going to pray that this changes, okay? I just want to give you a heads up, all right?
All right, Michael. I'll keep an eye on this
Pay attention to the hurricane things and all those reports, okay? All right.
Yeah, I've been clearing my space a lot, doing a lot of clearing since we had the last flooding in case something came in. But as far as my pets, I probably would have to keep them, you know. I couldn't take them with anything. That's what's scary. I have my cats. Sometimes they do better on their own than if you put them in cages and take them somewhere.
We're going to pray that this moves away from the coastline, but right now, I was going to talk about this next week and probably still will, but right now I'm going to give you a heads up, okay?
All right, Michael, just keep sending some good energy here. I'm alone and it's pretty scary.
Yeah, I know, it is. Don't go into a place of fear, go into a place of faith, okay?
All right. Michael, thank you. I'll keep listening until I can get you on the computer. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're just going to pray about this right now, actually. I'm going to just talk for a second. Please just listen. We're about to run out of time. I didn't realize that until just now. The one that I will tell you... if you're on the Florida coastline, please listen to me. I've been feeling this for months now, and I don't like this part of my job. I really don't. But my job is to tell you what I see and stuff like that. But I will tell you, it does look like the Florida coastline, the south part of Florida, does look in danger to hurricanes. I will tell you the East Coast, the hurricane season on the East Coast this year. All I got to tell you guys, heads up. Pay attention to your radios. Don't go into a place of fear. All things can change. But right now, I'm seeing the Florida coastline pretty wet. I see severe flooding. You just heard me saying that it looks pretty far inland. If you go back to last year, they were shocked about the hurricane that hit New York. The water got up a little higher than what they were expecting. Trust your intuition. You guys got it in there for a reason. So trust your intuition. The only thing I can tell you, if you hear evacuation, 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 grab your stuff, get out. Okay? Don't wait around. You're thinking, okay, well, it's never got this high before. It's never got this high. New York said that. There were people saying, well, we're not leaving because it's never got this high. Please listen to my voice. If they say to evacuate, get out. I'd rather you get out and be a little inconvenient than stay and be a little on the other side. Okay? Please stay safe. All right. And all things are subject to change. So, all right. Let's talk to somebody I haven't talked to yet. Nadine, let's talk to you. Hi.
Hi, Michael. I want to go to work.
You want to go to work?
And I see myself. Okay. I see myself working this month.
Okay. All right. Let's see what Spirit says on this. Okay.
I just sent another application today.
Okay. All right. That's good. Could you say your name out loud for me, please? Your first name.
Nadine.
All right, Nadine. I just heard Block Talk Radio, and so. I was like, whoa, okay. But the one that I would tell you, that just caught me off guard there for a minute. I definitely see you working. I would say, let me look at a calendar here in front of me. I'm going to say by the 20th. of this
Thank
month.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Spirit. I'm just a messenger.
Thank you, Spirit.
But yeah, I see by the 20th. It's funny. I have a calendar right in front of me, and I looked up there, and the 20th popped out of the calendar. So I'm gonna say the 20th. Right about the 20th. So, all right.
Okay.
Maybe that week. Maybe in that week. So, but that week. Okay.
And it's a paid position. I do a lot of volunteer work. It's paid position.
Yeah. It's time for you to get paid. So yeah, it's time for you to get some money in your pocket. So yeah, I definitely. Hey, it's good that you volunteer and. And, you know, but you got bills you got to pay and food you want to eat. So, definitely see pay. Definitely a paid position, yes. And you're going to be there for a while. This is a position that's going to be there for a while. So, all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I appreciate you calling in. And congratulations on your job. Let me know when that happens. I love confirmations. So let me know when that happens, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, I love it when I hear, hey, Michael, you were right. So it's always nice to hear that. So let's talk to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Michael.
How are you?
A lot better now.
Okay, well, that's good.
Thank you. The message that you received from my dad, now the pain in my leg is gone.
Good. Awesome.
And then I was wondering, how come I have this pain? And I've been trying to talk to him, and I had problems to interfere at how he, you know.
Right.
And when he passed out, I tried to save him, and I couldn't save him. I had two bags in my hand, and that's where he broke his hip.
Right.
So they gave him a needle and to let him go, you know.
Yeah, hey, Robert.
Yes.
I want you to listen to me for a minute, okay? First of all, I want you just to calm down for a minute, and
yes.
And I want to give you a message from your dad, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, he wants me to tell you to stop beating yourself up over that, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Because you couldn't have helped, okay?
Yeah, no.
And the thing is this is just tearing you up inside, okay? And your dad doesn't want you to feel this way, okay? And stop saying that you could have saved him. You couldn't have, okay? I know that it's hard. I know that it's hard. And I've had a lot of people that come to me and they feel this way, okay, Robert? But the one thing I would tell you is your dad is okay now.
I know.
He's happy. He's fine. He doesn't want you beating yourself up over this, okay? And I hopefully that helps you move on, because he's not upset about that. You know, it was his time, and we don't understand how people depart like that. You know, we don't understand that, but that was just his timing, man. And I know you miss him. I mean, I still have my dad. I know that when my dad crosses, I'm going to miss him, even when he
definitely does
get on my nerves a little bit. So I'm still.
Well, mine too, but
yeah. But
when they're gone,
it's
different. You know?
And
you still miss
him,
you know.
Yeah, and the one thing I would tell you is, you know, let's get rid of all the regret. I feel like that you just have a whole bunch of regret between you and your dad. I just feel like that there's a whole bunch of regret there.
I moved everything, and I kept to live with him because I want to be with him.
Right, yeah. And the one thing I would tell you, no more regret, man. Let's get rid of that for you. And see a bright future ahead for you. Your dad's always around you.
Yeah.
He loves you a whole lot.
And so
he's helping heal your body, actually. And so that's a good thing. So
I just wonder why come I had the pain in my leg, and trying to figure it out, because I'm starting to be a medium myself, and I keep finding it.
The one thing I would tell you also, Robert, a lot of the stuff that you're feeling is awakening symptoms. You know, there are things happening with you right now because you're a medium, and the one thing I will tell you is a lot of the things going on in your body are awakening symptoms, okay?
Yeah.
And so just, you know, trust that. And, you know, if that pain doesn't go away in your leg, you know, go get checked out just to rule that out.
It comes and goes.
Yeah, it just comes and goes. A lot of it's just stress, too, a little bit of stress in there.
Well, I felt the relief when you were talking about it. And
that
relief just took it right out of there. Fantastic.
So just definitely keep seeing healing going into that, okay? And I appreciate you calling in, all right?
Thank you, Mike, eh?
All right, bye-bye.
And I love you, eh?
I love you, too. All right, bye-bye.
All right, brother.
Bye. Yeah, bye-bye. All right. Man, hold on for just a second. I don't know what just happened. Okay. The next voice you're going to hear will be a channeled message. That's what just happened. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second, and we're going to deliver a channel message. Actually, I think this is Steven. So hold on for just a second, and we'll make a transition to Steven. Greetings, my friends. It's been such a long time since I have talked to you. I come to you tonight to say how much I love you and how much I am proud of you. You have come a long way on your journey into your spiritual awakening. But there is a lot of things that you still need to let go of. You need to let go of fear. Fear is the thing that is holding you back. Trusting is important. Trusting you, trusting the gifts inside of you, trusting the spirits around you. And I come to you tonight to tell you to begin to work with your spirit guides. Your spirit guides are there to guide you, to help you. Work with your angels. There are some wonderful angels that would love to work with you and help you in your process forward. But you are not calling upon them. You are not working with them. Learn how to work with your angels. Learn how to call upon your angels, especially your guardian angel. Ask it to protect you. Ask it to watch over you. Ask it to move into your life. And as you do so, you will see changes. Manifest bigger, manifest better, and as you do so, you will get what you want. You will get to where you want. A lot of you have been struggling with yourself. You've been struggling of letting go. You are running away from the thing that is coming up. You do not want to face the thing that is coming up, but it is there. It is not going anywhere until you let it come out. It's right on surface, but you are got to let it go. You got to face it. You got to deal with it. And this is something that is very important for your journey forward, is when these things pop up, let them out. Face them, deal with them, and let them go. It is very important that you do this. And so that is what I wanted to share with you tonight. And I just wanted to pop in here for a very short conversation with you. And so I will tell you that great things are ahead for you. Do not be afraid. You are going to see, the one thing I will tell you before I do leave, I want to tell you that Mother Nature is changing. Your planet is changing. You are changing. The energies all around you are changing. These things that are going on with Mother Earth right now, these weather patterns, these things that have been going on for the last few years, the last couple of years at least, they are all part of the process of a new Earth and a new world to be born. Old things have to be away, and old things have to go to make room for new things, for new things to arrive. And so this is what is going on. Do not go into a place of fear when you see these things. For your planet is changing constantly. There are things happening now that you're not even aware of that will be popping up on your news soon. Things that will shake the very foundation of a lot of you. But do not be afraid. Do not let the world shake the foundation of your faith. Stand in your faith. Stand in who you truly are. Do not go into a place of being human go into a place of spirituality. Go into that place and rest in that place when things around you are shaky. I say namaste to you, and I say amen. Okay. We appreciate Stephen stepping in and speaking to us tonight. Stephen, thank you so much. For those that are new, I will tell you, Stephen is my spirit guide. I am a full body channel for him. He hasn't talked to us for a while. Appreciate him stopping in and talking. And I felt like he was going to channel, so I'm glad he did. And I appreciate him. I met Stephen when I was very little. I didn't understand who he was back then. But he's always a part of my life and been a part of my life ever since I was very little. We got spirit guides that are assigned to us, and major spirit guides are assigned to us, and that's the main thing. So, all right. Let's go up and talk to the Skype call. Hi. Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry for the lag. It's me again. I'm sorry. I didn't know if you were talking about me with the male figure with the pacer, because I had my father. We have a lot of emotional distance, and he had a pacer, and he had trouble talking. That's what his throat.
Okay.
And
all right.
He passed away in his sleep.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was.
Yeah. Let me see here for a second. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay? Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Please only answer yes or no here. Is your mom still here?
It's kind of difficult to answer because I'm adopted.
All right. That's okay.
Both my moms aren't here, though. They aren't.
Okay, they're both not. Okay, all right. Okay, so this was your natural dad that passed?
This was my...
adopted?
Yeah. He's technically,
okay,
by blood, considered my uncle. He would be considered, not uncle, but related to my... It's confusing, but yeah, his name is...
Okay, okay, but he was working in that place of father when he passed. He was,
yes,
your dad.
Yes.
Okay.
To me,
all
he
right
was my dad.
Okay, all right. That's all that matters. How you recognize him is what I was getting at. Because he's saying that he was your father no matter if he was blood. I mean, if he didn't give birth. Yeah.
Yeah, he would say something
he was
like
your,
that.
Yeah, he was your dad. Yeah, he's just telling me to tell you that he loves you and around,
mm-hmm,
you. He's really proud of you. He wants to acknowledge that. I don't know if there's something you just did, but he's telling that he's really proud of the person that you're growing into. I don't know if any of this makes sense to you, but he's telling,
mm-hmm,
me that you're like a flower that is blooming right now, to continue blooming. All right? This is what he's telling me to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know, and so I would just keep shining forward and doing that, because that's what he's telling me to tell you. But he's just, you know, especially with Father's Day about to pop up here, that's probably why these dads are popping in here. Because
okay,
they want us to know that they're around us. They want to let us know that they think about us like we think about them. You know, he was just thinking about you. He wanted to talk to you, so I gave him that opportunity. So hopefully that's helped you, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're
have
welcome.
A good day.
All right. You
thank
too.
You
bye-bye.
Even for the guided message, too, from,
okay, thank
from
you.
Your speaker. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, from Stephen. Yeah. So, okay. And one thing I would tell you, work with your spirit guides. If you have questions about spirit guides, contact me. I'll help. You know, I know that sometimes it can be interesting and you know, like, okay, what? And so, but your spirit guides really want to work with you. Your angels really want to work with you. There's all kinds of angels that work with us, and we're going to talk about a few of them really quick here. Actually, we're going to talk about the ones that pull up in my deck here. You know, Israfel is the music angel. And so I feel like that, you know, the one thing that we need to do, I don't know about you, and we talked about this at the beginning of the show, of music. You know, music is really important to me and to this program. When I first started, and I believe that Israfel, the music angel, really helps me with this, because when I first started doing this program, I really prayed about what kind of music. And my spirit guide loves, Stephen loves Indian music. He loves that vibration of that kind of music. It just resonates with me. It resonates with him. And so the one thing I would tell you is look at music. Because in those songs, there's vibrations. And everything works on vibrations. The one thing I want to tell you, I went to a movie earlier today. I want to talk about something that happened. Was at the movie, and they were showing previews of different movies. I actually had to close my eyes and white light myself. I almost got up and left because of the vibration that was being presented to us. And then they show like a game that's out, and I was just like, whoa, our young people are playing those kind of games? Be really careful of what you are putting into your spirit. What are you feeding yourself? You know, I asked Stephen to shut my ears off, actually. Because I didn't like what I was feeling. I didn't like what I see. Now, the movie I went and saw was awesome. It was a good movie. I went and saw Man of Steel, and I would recommend it to you. But, you know, be careful what we are ingesting spirit-wise. What kind of vibration are we presenting to ourselves and allowing ourselves to work in? So be careful about that, okay? Be open to change. Be open to what Spirit wants you to be open to. Now, I know that there's a show scheduled for tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central is our show tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking about, and this is a subject that a lot of us deal with. And tomorrow I'm going to be talking about opening ourselves up to love. And what I mean by this is, what I want to talk about tomorrow is when we lose a loved one, you know, let's say to a passing, you know, let's say that we've been, you know, person's been married for a long time and their partner crosses. How do we move on? How do we open ourselves up to love again? You know, and I feel like that is a very important subject tomorrow. You know, with Father's Day right around the corner and stuff like that. The other thing I'm going to be talking about tomorrow, we're going to be taking a limited number of callers tomorrow. I will tell you that right now. So if you want to talk to me tomorrow, I'm going to suggest you get in the queue pretty quick, because I'm only going to be taking a limited number of callers tomorrow. But with Father's Day being the next day, I'm going to talk about the father part of Father, Mother, God. You know, that flip side of the coin, the father side. I always open up with Father, Mother, God, and the reason why I do that is by I believe in duality in everything. But I think a lot of us have problems with the father side of Mother, Father, God, or Father, Mother, God, or however you want to say that, because we have dad issues. You know, a lot of us have dad issues, so I think it's a little hard for us sometimes to see Spirit as a loving father to us because we don't understand what that even is. So I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow, along with opening ourselves up to love, because sort of go side to side in some ways. You'll see how it all fits tomorrow. So that's tomorrow's program. 11 a.m. Central will be that program. I want to say something to you all, and I want to say thank you. I've been watching the archives numbers for this program in the last few days. And I want to talk to you that listen to my show archived. First of all, I want to say thank you. I guess that's it. You know, I think a lot of times we make things too complicated. And so I guess thanks says it all, I guess. I guess there's nothing else for me to say. So thanks. And I thank the live listeners, too. But, you know, I just want you, as an archive listener, I want you to know that I really care about you. And if you ever need me, I know that a lot of you cannot call me. You can't call into this program. You know, I know that because a lot of you work and, you know, I try to be on at times where making it available to everybody to try to talk to me and be on. But I know a lot of you, I never will get the opportunity to talk to you. I know that. And I just want you to know that I wish I could. I wish right now that I could reach out and hug every one of you and tell you in person how much I love you. I can do it through airwaves, I guess. But it's not the same. And also I want to talk to you really quick here before I go off air tonight. If you're missing your dad, if you're missing your father, or whatever you call that person in your life, and they're on the other side, because I know for a lot of people, I mean, I miss my grandpa. I still got my dad here, but I miss my grandpa sometimes on Father's Day, and I think about him, and he's still around me. I mean, I know that. I'm a medium. But I just want you to know that if you're missing your dad right now or missing a grandfather or missing somebody, you know, that's a male around this Father's Day, I want you just to know that they're around you and that they are right there beside you. I just feel like I'm speaking to somebody right now. I mean, I'm about to burst out in tears because I just feel a very strong male presence just coming in there just saying, hey, you know what, I love you. You know, just saying, hey, you know, I am right there. And so be gentle with yourself. It's, you know, I feel like that somebody just lost your dad in just the last few months. You know, it looks like maybe to me about 6 months ago. And so, you know, if you're that person, I'll just tell you, your dad's right there. He's right there. One thing about the spirit world is they're spirits. They're around us all the time. They're not limited anymore. The one thing I love about my grandmother, I miss my grandmother. I miss going over to her house, and I miss her, you know, making me dinner and apple pies and cookies and all that stuff. I miss that. I miss the physical part of my grandmother. But I know that she's in a much better place, and so I'm glad about that. And she's not limited anymore. You know, she still can make me peanut butter cookies. She did in October through somebody else. They're not limited anymore. They don't have those limitations anymore. You should see that as your loved ones are not in pain anymore. Yes, we miss them in physical form. Yes, we do. I know that. But they're just in a different form. they're in a form that's a whole lot better right now for them. But they still love us. They're still aware of what's going on in our lives. They still know all this stuff, guys. And I'm gonna be talking about that more in shows upcoming. But yeah, if you would like to be a guest on my program, contact me. I'm looking for guests. If you would like to be a guest on my program, got something interesting to share or say or do or whatever, come on. Contact me. Insights with Michael, ymail.com. Let me know. I'll talk to you. All right. I got some guests coming up in July. That's going to be pretty interesting, I think. So I hope, anyhow. But if you'd like to be a guest, contact me, insightswithmichaelymel.com. If you'd like to get a full reading from me, go to Insights with Michael, www.insightswithmichael.com, www.insightswithmichael.com. Set up a reading with me. You can do that tomorrow, actually. I can't do it tonight, but you could do it for tomorrow. Give you something to do. Give me something to do. Insights with Michael. .com, www.insightswithmichael.com. The official website for our show is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Hey, guys, I'm real. I just like, well, my brain just went wink. All right, www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You can find previous guests and some other stuff over there. Also, if you would like to make a donation, help us out and keep us on air, you'll find a button right over there at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. I don't ask for money a lot. Spirit will provide, so I just don't do that. It's just not who I am. But there is a donation button over there if you'd like to donate. All right. Like I said, I'm going to mention the event coming up in July in Springfield, Missouri. If you would like to be there, you can make plans to be there. It is the 4th of July weekend, so around then, anyhow. And so if you would like to be there, I'll make plans. We'll tell you Springfield does have an airport if you want to fly in there. So, all right. I know, but I'm just saying, all right, just in case. I would love to see you, but I know, but, you know, sorry, we'll see. All right, hey, I love you guys, and thank you for being here tonight, and appreciate you calling in. We had some really awesome calls tonight. I appreciate it. Hopefully you got something out of today's program, you know. It's amazing how sometimes spirit just talks, and I never know what's going to come out of my mouth. And a lot of times spirit's talking to me. You guys know that, right? There's a lot of times that spirit talks to me, through me, while I'm doing the show. One of those tonight in the channel message, Stephen was directly speaking to me about a situation in my own life. You know, we all have things that we're working on. So just keep on working. You guys are doing good. Never, never give up. You know, let's never have that in our vocabulary. Quitting is not in our vocabulary. I want you to say that right now with me. I want you to say that with me. Quitting is not in my vocabulary. Let's say it again. Quitting is not in my vocabulary. Come on, say it like you mean it, guys. Come on. Quitting is not in my vocabulary. All right? One more time. Quitting is not in my vocabulary. And I want you to say that over and over. You know, quitting is not my vocabulary. Quitting is not an option. Well, I guess it's an option, but it's just not something that we're going to do. I mean, I think it's always an option. It's always on the table. But it's not something we really want to do. So quitting's not my vocabulary. All right? All right. Hey, have a good night. join me tomorrow if you wake up in time. I know it's Saturday. A lot of you might sleep in. So, but 11 a.m. Central tomorrow morning, right here on Blog Talk Radio, we will be here. Follow me on Twitter. Follow us if you're new. Mark us as your favorite. You'll get reminders of that way when I'm on. And that way you don't miss a show. I do have a tendency of having shows that are not announced really fast at times. And one of those was actually Thursday. We were on air on Thursday. And so that happens every once in a while. So so join me tomorrow at 11 a.m. So have a good night. I love you. And let's find a song to close out with here. And how about... let's go down here. I got lots of songs. How about this one? And so remember, you know, if you're having a bad day today, remember there's always a new day dawning. There's always another day that's going to pop into your path. So if this day, you know, was like, you know, sort of like, okay, it was just here, you know, it wasn't all that great, Michael. Just remember, a new day's coming, all right? And it's all in the way we look at things. It's all in the way we view things. It's all in the way how we approach things. So a new day's coming, all right? And I'll see you tomorrow in that new day, all right? You guys have a good night. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Bye-bye, guys. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
This place tonight, Spirit of the Lord is here, breaking chains off, lifting heavy loads. Hey, yeah. Something's happening in this atmosphere. Oh, yes, it is, yes, it is. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel the need to sing prophetically right now.